Welcome to a special edition of the Countdown to PDC 2008 show. You'll notice I'm missing my co-host Jennifer Ritzinger, who couldn't join me today. My name is Mike Swanson. I am the PDC 2008 content owner. So I get a lot of questions. What the heck is a content owner? Content owner is the person who's responsible for helping the company come up with the sessions and the hands-on labs where you can touch and feel all the bits we have at PDC, and of course the keynotes and all the messaging we have related to that, and making sure that what you hear in the keynotes is also reflected in our sessions and vice versa. So it's a big role, work with a lot of different areas of the company. We're a big company now, we have lots of technologies, and it's a critical importance that we get it right. One of the questions I get all the time from people externally and even internally is, what is this PDC all about this year? For example, I tend to milestone prior PDCs by technology, right? I'm a geek. So it's the Longhorn PDC, for example, or perhaps you were present at the .NET PDC where we announced .NET and talked about the framework and the common language runtime. Lots of big announcements have been made at PDCs. This year will be no different. So the question is, what is PDC 2008 all about? And my phrase would be software plus services. So this would, I'd say, hey, this is the software plus services PDC. And this really represents kind of a transformation in the way you think about, develop, and architect software. It's really, really a change. I know it took me a little bit. So you can kind of think about it this way, where you might have your laptop in front of you or your desktop machine and you're doing a lot of development. And you're leveraging the power of the resources inside that machine. Eventually, networking came along and you could string a cable down the hallway and you had a server rack and you had power that you could leverage there in the form of storage and compute and other resources. One of the big things we're doing right now is with the advent of broadband and the internet is you can now stretch that cable even further out into the cloud, so to speak, and you could take advantages of services there. So what are you going to hear related to services? Well, you're going to hear Ray Ozzie and crew get up and talk about some announcements that I think are going to surprise people. I've read a lot of speculation on the blogs. I've read from what some of the reporters are writing up. And while it's awesome stuff and I love to read it, I can tell you that when those folks show up, I think even they're going to be surprised. We have a lot of big announcements related to services at the PDC. We'll be announcing a comprehensive services platform. That's going to be some pretty big paradigm-shifting news, not only for Microsoft, but I think also for the industry. The other part of software plus services, of course, is the software side. And we've got a lot of content related to software, and you can see the technologies and the products listed on our website. But specifically, we're going to focus a lot of effort on something I know a lot of you want to hear about, and that is Windows 7. So we've already published 4 Windows 7 sessions that you've probably read about, and I'm here to tell you that later this week we're going to publish a lot more. Matter of fact, we'll end up with over 20 deep technical and architectural and strategic sessions related specifically to Windows 7. So lots of content related to Windows 7. It's pretty exciting stuff, and I think you're going to love what you're going to hear. And of course, it wouldn't be a professional developers conference if we didn't talk about the tooling. So we'll talk about the tools and how it makes it easy for you to develop, not only on the software or the desktop or on the server side, but also in this new services world. So, yeah, Mike, this is great. You're going to get up, you're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but is it real? Well, that's the best part. If you've been to a prior PDC, matter of fact, this may have been why you went to a PDC. I know some people did. You're actually going to get something like what I have here from PDC 2005. And this is what we called the goods. I think of this really as the geek candy. This is what we gave every attendee. There's 6 DVDs from 2005, representing over 35 gigabytes of content that you honestly couldn't get anywhere else. So you show up just to get this stuff. I'm salivating here just thinking about it. So we've exceeded 35 gigabytes this year, so we had to think a little bit differently. So this is the first time you're going to hear it. We're actually giving every attendee of PDC 2008 this external USB 2 branded hard drive. Sexy, cool, black, lots of cool stuff on it. Matter of fact, if you don't find it cool, you can format it and use it. It's a great drive anyway. But I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of good geek stuff on here that you are going to love. So every attendee will get one of these external hard drives just for attending. You can install it on your laptop and install it in a virtual PC, follow along with all the sessions, build out some stuff, play with it, see everything that we've been talking about and alluding to. You'll see announced in the keynote, pretty exciting stuff. So lots of cool things to talk about at this year's PDC. I'm pretty excited if you can't tell. As a geek, kind of building content for other geeks, and I mean that in the most affectionate way, I think you're going to be surprised with the content we have at this year's PDC, and I hope to see you there.